You have to ask, you can't afford it.
The Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Lisa Napoli. You might think the rising price of gas might put the kibosh on big car sales. Well, think again. A new survey shows that in the first 3 months of the year, nearly a quarter of all vehicles purchased had an eight-cylinder engine. J.D. Power says sales of six-cylinder vehicles are also steady. They make up 41% of all car sales over the past 9 months. Meanwhile, today, President Bush is set to announce that he's going to look into why gas prices are so high. Last week, Brazil said it would achieve energy self-sufficiency by mid-year using its own oil supplies. Starting today, the South American country begins talks with its neighbors about making the region self-sufficient, too. From Rio, Paulo Prada reports.
South America boasts some of the world's leading producers of oil and natural gas, but protectionist policies mean countries often have trouble getting supplies, even from energy-rich neighbors. Brazil fears proposed reforms in Bolivia could void contracts that supply nearly half Brazil's natural gas. Today, Brazil's president, Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva, meets with the leaders of Colombia and Argentina. He'll call for greater cooperation on energy policy and an end to a long history of broken contracts. Adriano Pires is an energy consultant. He says each of the countries would benefit by sharing access to their natural resources, but contracts would have to be honored for that to work. Cooperation makes sense, but in a region swept by a tide of nationalist leaders, efforts at teamwork will be easier said than done. From Rio de Janeiro, I'm Paulo Prada for Marketplace.
SEC Chair Christopher Cox today returns to his old haunts. The former congressman will testify before the Senate Banking Committee. Marketplace's Scott Tong says one question he may get asked is, hey, free market Chris, what happened?
Congressman Chris Cox was no fan of class action suits, nor did he push for Sarbanes-Oxley, the financial reporting law. So when he joined the SEC last year, he was expected to be the unregulator.
My sense is that most of those views are now out of date.
Duke law professor James Cox is not related to Chris. He says since taking the job, the SEC chairman has shown tough love on executive pay disclosure and enforcement fines, and he's lukewarm to small business pleas for an outright pass on Sarbanes-Oxley reporting. Surprising? Perhaps. But Professor Cox says no regulator wants the blame for allowing Enron the sequel.
If something blows up in your watch, you don't want to be the next Mr. Brown in charge of FEMA, and then you become the subject of Jay Leno jokes.
He finds the SEC chairman more of a deal maker than an ideologue. In Washington, I'm Scott Tong for Marketplace.
Now, you may not know what a mobisode is or even how to say it, but three Hollywood unions have been fighting to get a piece of the action on these short-format iPod-sized videos. Now they've reached an agreement on residuals for the new form of programming, at least with the producers of the hit ABC show Lost. And on Wall Street Monday, the Dow closed down 11 points at 11,336. The NASDAQ was down 9 at 2333, and the S&P was down 3 to 1308. Today, the dollar closed up against the yen. This is Marketplace. eBay has just launched a new site, eBay Express. It allows users to sell wares for a set price rather than requiring visitors to bid in an online auction. Ashley Milntite wonders why.
eBay's been losing a little of its luster recently. Revenue growth is slowing, and some analysts worry the company won't meet Wall Street expectations in upcoming quarters. Technology analyst Rob Enderle says the new site is a wise move on eBay's part, especially given that there's another web juggernaut mimicking the company's original model.
You can't stand still in this market. This is the thing. I mean, eBay was the hot property before. Google's the hot property now, and Google's targeting eBay. eBay has to continue to expand their offerings so they can show growth so that they can retain their semi-hot property status.
Enderle says plenty of online shoppers don't have the stomach for an auction, but they'd try eBay Express because they know the eBay name. In New York, I'm Ashley Milne-Tite for Marketplace.
And this is American Public Media.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Microsoft Dynamics, business solutions for CRM, supply chain, and financial management. Microsoft.com/Microsoft Dynamics. By the American Public Transportation Association, committed to making America energy independent through increased use of public transportation. On the web at publictransportation.org. And by Mellon Financial Corporation, helping financially successful individuals and families protect and maximize their assets through the practice of wealth management. Mellon.com.
This is Marketplace. I'm Lisa Napoli. The class of 2006 graduates soon, and employers will get their annual pick of the crop. Some young people say they don't want to become workaholics. They're committed to having a life as well as a career. From the Marketplace Work and Family Desk, Hillary Wickay says there's a talent revolt brewing among the youngest workers.
Did you have a specific question that I can answer for you? Well, if
you're interested. That's the sound of the next generation getting jobs. American University recently held a job fair for 170 employers and thousands of soon-to-be graduates eager to put their shiny new degrees to the test. But they're not willing to take any old job. 27-year-old Anar Patak is about to graduate with an MBA. She wants to ensure that it's possible to work from home and still get big projects.
I would take flexibility and less pay.
She's not married and doesn't have children, but she wants a family and is unwilling to make the sacrifices she's watched others make, like fellow MBA candidate James Cozart. He's 40 and a father of three. After working years of 12 to 14-hour days, including weekends, he left his accounting job and went back to school.
This evening my daughter's in soccer, so I'd like to be at her first soccer game. That would be very nice.
In interviews, Cozart now asks prospective employers about flexible work schedules before he talks pay or 401k. It's not just AU grads. Ellen Galinsky at the Families and Work Institute says corporate leaders tell her promotions are being turned down. Galinsky says her research shows that workers used to want responsibility. Now they don't.
This is phenomenal. In 10 years, there has been a huge change.
In 1992, as expected, fully 80% of 18 to 23-year-olds wanted to begin climbing the career ladder toward more responsibility. By 2002, that had dropped to just 60% for the same age group. Paul Bernthal is with DDI, a human resources research firm. He says a survey of 4,500 leaders from 1,000 companies show attracting and retaining talent is their top concern. He says corporate leaders wonder where their replacements will come from if today's talent is revolting against all work and no life.
We may see some organizations begin to fall by the wayside because they don't have the strong leadership.
Back at the AU Career Fair, HR manager Michelle Engel says AOL has been experimenting with job sharing and part-time schedules. Their current employees tell AOL they want flexibility instead of more pay. She hopes by next year's round of job fairs, she'll have more tailored options to entice grads.
We already think we're lagging. We'd like to be ahead of the curve, and we're not.
But DDI's Bernthal says only about 20% of corporate leaders surveyed admit their company is proactive when it comes to dealing with work-life balance. And at this job fair, it seems the grads won't work for the other 80% of companies, or at least won't work for them for long. In Washington, I'm Hillary Wickay for Marketplace.
And in Los Angeles, I'm Lisa Napoli. Enjoy your day.
American Public Media.
Recovering from surgery can be long and hard.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.